Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407 894 1680. And by the way, in case you haven't done it in a while, why don't you look us up on the web? Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's the it. And those folks think you know songs? Here's one you don't know. I guarantee you don't know. Here's trivia. This is dedicated to Sheila.
Oh, Lord.
This is dedicated to Sheila. Okay, let's go. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
You talk too much. You worry me to death. You talk too much. You even worry my pet. You just talk. Talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk. Talk
too much.
Good
thing I love you, Michael.
You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk. Talk too much.
Okay, Chris. All the folks out there knows that song. Who's singing the song? 407-894-680. 407-894-680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-680.
Michael, that wasn't very nice.
Okay, so it's dedicated to me. Okay, dedicated to me. I talk too much. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You know, I do have a mute.
407-894-680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-680. Hey, folks, you think you know that song? Believe it or not, that was a big song back in its day. Very big song.
Back in your day.
No, I actually remember that song.
Oh, I do too, Lynn. I was giving him a hard time.
Yeah, but I must have been a little too.
We were babies.
I wasn't born yet.
In your dreams.
In my dreams. Anybody know the song? I'm only going to give you a minute because
give them a minute.
Everybody's looking it up. 407-894-680.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I have my notes here that. If you want to know a little bit about it, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated annually on March 17th, the anniversary of his death in the 5th century. The Irish have observed this day as the religious holiday for over 1,000 years. On St. Patrick's Day, which falls during the Christian season of Lent, Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. So I thought that was pretty. And who was St. Patrick? Let's see. He lived during the 5th century. He was a patron saint of Ireland and its national apostle. He was born in Roman Britain. He was kidnapped and brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He later escaped, but returned to Ireland and was credited with bringing Christianity to its people. So that's pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting.
I didn't know he was kidnapped.
There's more here if I was allowed to tell.
You're allowed.
Oh, well, then why'd you take the mic away?
You can have it back. You can have it back. Don't say anything.
Let me see. In the century.
Because he talks too much.
Yeah, right. Let's reverse that song. In the centuries following Patrick's death, believed to have been on March 17th, this is a three-digit number, mind you, 461, the mythology surrounding his life became even more ingrained in the Irish culture, and perhaps the most well-known legend of St. Patrick is that he explained the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, using the three leaves of a native Irish clover, the shamrock.
Oh.
More than 100 St. Patrick's Day parades are held across the United States, New York City, and Boston are home to the largest celebrations. So pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know, I failed history when I was in school, but I think a lot of the immigrants from Ireland came to the New York area, and that's
the Lower
where.
East Side.
Yeah, that's where they settled.
Yep.
For the majority.
Yep.
So but I love Irish pubs. They are so much fun. And the Irish music and the...
Well, I am going to make a corned beef with cabbage and carrots on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm going to make it in a slow cooker. It should be pretty easy.
It's the only way I make them.
What, in the slow cooker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one that you use for your hot dogs?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I know.
I'm just going to get me a...
Okay, so nobody knows the song.
I'm going to get me a corned beef sandwich. Right. Yeah, because...
That's right. We used to go to Chuchi's, remember, and get Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. I'm going to get me a corned beef sandwich.
I think we should do Chuchi's this week. That would be fun.
Amy on the line?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
This is Kathy King.
Hang on, Kathy. So...
We got Kathy
Chris,
on the line?
Nobody called in for the song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a caller. Go ahead.
We're all talking.
Chris, do we have anybody with the
We
song?
Have a Kathy in the waiting in the Zoom room. Do you have a Kathy on the phone?
No. I was like, I don't have Kathy on the phone line. And then I got another caller calling in. Hold on. I got Howie and I got somebody else calling in. Give me one second.
Okay.
Lynn, Kathy is in the room. You already let her in.
Yeah, no, I know. But I thought he was saying there was another Kathy, a different person for the trivia.
Mm-hmm. You got a few people on the line.
Mm-hmm. Is this Kathy King? That's Dr. Kathy King. Yes, that's her. Nobody knows your song, Michael.
Well, nobody knows. I'll give you the answer then.
Oh, no, you've got somebody on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, you got a few people on the line?
I got two people on the phone line. I got our good friend Howie from on the phone line, and then I have Arlene from Castlegard, British Columbia.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, so
art
thou ready?
So who was first?
Art thou ready?
Uh-huh.
You're ready.
All righty. All right.
Who was first?
Howie from... Where's Howie from? I just forgot because it was the council guard that just got me. It was.
I don't remember where...
Howie is from where? Howie, where you from, Howie?
Delray Beach, Florida.
Delray Beach, that's right. It was the council guard that threw me off.
From Delray Beach, Florida. Okay, Howie, you're on the line.
That was Joe Jones.
So... You're 100% right, Joe Jones.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Jimmy Jones.
Okay,
Jimmy
Howie.
Jones sang Handyman and Good Timing.
Okay, I'm going to give you another one.
Go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Play that back up, so let's see if he gets this one.
All righty, here we go.
Play that other song, see if he knows this one. He should know this one, too. Let's see if he knows this one.
Gene Chandler.
That's enough.
That's so
Gene
easy.
Chandler.
Who sang that song?
Gene Chandler.
Very good. Very good. I thought I stumped you on that one. Very good. Okay. So you just won yourself
for you.
A
Michael,
gift card from Subway.
Michael, who's the first Irish person to come out every spring?
First Irish person come out every spring?
Bruce.
Patio furniture.
What? What are you saying? What are you saying? I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear you.
Patio.
I missed
furniture.
The joke. Oh,
patio furniture. Good job, Howie.
Okay. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
You
knew.
You actually, should take I should it give away me. For the, that joke, but that's okay.
No, I
thank
love it.
Too.
That was cute.
Very good. I didn't think he got Joe Jones to talk too much, and back to back, he knew. Duke of Earl by Gene Chandler.
Oh,
very
he
good,
knows
Howie.
His music.
He knows his music.
Yeah, he does. Thanks, Howie.
Thanks, Howie. Right. It's Howie from Delray Beach Bar. He knows his music.
All right. You know what? Let's go to break and then we come back.
We're going to break.
Wait, I got
don't go away. Listen to
we got. Wait.
Lynn, you got somebody on the phone.
Yeah, our last caller is on the phone line who was trying to get in from Castlegard, British Columbia. Arlene, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Hi, Arlene from British
Hello.
Columbia. Arlene, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just enjoying this nice sunny day. It's cold out, though, and just, you know, getting used to this time change. We had to change ahead.
Yeah, we did too. Don't feel bad.
I mean, does everybody from British Columbia sound the same?
No. Well, I guess so. I don't know. Sounds
the same.
You sound just like one of our other callers.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So what were you calling in for? Trivia? Someone else beat you to the punch.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it so much. Keep on listening and keep on calling in.
Thanks, Arlene. Okay.
You're welcome.
That's Arlene from British Columbia, Canada.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night, Arlene.
Good night.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. It's not what you have in your life, but who you have in your life that counts.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that slow. 407-894-1680. You got it? Call in. Love to hear from you. Right. Lynn?
Yeah, they might have questions for our next guest. Sheila, I'm turning it over to you. And
I am so excited. I did not know this kind of fell in place, but I'm so excited to introduce our next guest. They are dear friends of mine and part of ACB Community. They do a show each week called Writing Works Wonders, and they are authors. And they are writers, and they are extremely well-respected women in their own rights. Cheryl McNeil Fisher from New York, and Dr. Kathy King, who currently lives in Tennessee, but she did live in Orlando for a while. So welcome, ladies. I am so thrilled to have you on tonight.
We're thrilled to be here with you, Sheila and Lynn and Mike. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Like you to do, Cheryl, how did you start Writing Works Wonders? And then Kathy, please tell people how you ended up becoming part of Writing Works Wonders and how you guys became partners. And if anybody out there wants to talk with either one of these ladies, 407-894-1680. So tell us, in short, a little bit about how you guys met, how you started Writing Works Wonders, the authors you've had on your shows. We could do an hour show.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we could. And it's amazing. When I started Writing Works Wonders, it was because of Cindy Hollis suggested that I do something on journaling because I had a different Zoom call at that time. And it was, and all of a sudden I was being streamed live, you know, and so I was, it was every other week, and it was more of a workshop. It was called Writing Workshop. And then surely as time went on, I started that in the fall. And then by March, I had changed it over to Writing Works Wonders. And it became it's a Zoom call, but it's also recorded and polished up for a podcast. And of course, it's developed and grown, and it's for readers and writers because we have many published authors in our ACB community and others. And then we also have new writers, but our readers, we also want people who read on NLS Bard and other forms that they're able to. We had Kristen Allison on, one of the big narrators that everybody knows and loves. And we've had some big authors, and that's been wonderful. We just had
CJ Box, and then we had Craig Johnson, Reese Bowen. I could go on and on. And we have Andrew Grant, Andrew Child coming up, who writes with his brother Lee Child, and Amanda Cabot, et cetera. We have Brian Freeman, who now writes the Bourne series. And so we do workshops. We have this phenomenon called the Round Robin Improv that's hysterical. And we all have a great time because it's fast writing right on the spot. And we have people who aren't even writers, but they come and they have fun with us. So it's really grown amazingly. And I'm going to turn it over to Kathy because Kathy called in. It's been a year ago March that she called in when I was facilitating the call. And the rest is history. So, Kathy?
Hey there. So I had a history in podcasting back 2004. I had several podcasting series, and I'd lost my part of my vision when I was teaching in Orlando, and that's when I found the ACB community through your very own Sheila Young. She was my very first point of contact with the visually impaired community. And
look where I brought you.
I know. And she kind of talked me off the ledge that very day, with that first phone call.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yes, it was tragic. And 2 years later, I had another mini stroke and my psych got much worse. And I was in a really tough place and knew I had to go back to my community again. I was now living in Tennessee. And what were these Zoom calls they were doing anyway, you know? And so I looked through the lists and signed into a few of them and saw this one about writing. I said, well, I've written tons of books and I used to teach writing to professors around the country. Let me see what this is. And I sign on and I hear Cheryl doing this great thing with people that have experience with writing and some people new. And I could feel this really positive, welcoming energy. And I needed support. And I knew that these were the people of similar interest of mine. I didn't think I'd ever write again, frankly, because I felt everything had been taken from me at that point.
Because you lost your vision.
Yes, I'd lost my vision. I had adjusted once, and about a month and a half prior to that phone call, my sight had gotten much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in deep grief, Sheila.
I know.
I was reaching out for, you know, possible, like some kind of hope.
I know.
And I kind of stumbled into Writing Works Wonders, and Cheryl made sure she got me to email her, and we got on the phone shortly after we made contact, and she was getting me to focus on what sort of things we could do with the writing community and ideas and everything. But, you know, she has this wonderful way with people, and it was about validation. And you hear it in the show. That's what we are about, is taking people where they are, supporting them, and helping people reach their dreams. And this show has done so much for me. In the midst of giving and encouraging people, and we have such a fun time with simple writing activities, and we have people that are beginners and people that are experienced coming together. In the midst of all that, we are a validating, supportive community and enjoy people that come in for a week or two and people that are there every week. And it's just been a phenomenal experience. Sheila, I don't even think you know this. I started about a month and a half ago my first novel. I'm actually writing full blown again.
Yay.
I never thought that it'd be possible. Yeah.
Yay.
And the
Kathy,
fact that
that's awesome.
It is. You know, this is my dream for retirement, and I thought it had been taken away. And it's because of the work that we do together in helping people find solutions. You know, you might not be able to run from the beginning, but how do you gradually get to where you want to be? And we all share different strategies. So it's the community supporting each other. And it's phenomenal because I brought different skills to our partnership. I had this experience with podcasting and with editing. She was learning editing. She's, I call her the hurricane of media production and and media blitz. She knows how to promote like no get out. And I do all sorts of other things and built a website for us, et cetera. And together we just having gangbusters of fun while people are growing in the midst of it. And it's just such an energizing experience for people. We had an open mic.
Kathy, I think you are, I think you're expressing something here that some of our listeners might not realize is there is life after losing your vision.
Yes. And that's what, when I first called Sheila, I didn't think there was. I remember one of the questions I had for her was, I said, I'm going to have to sell my house. I can't live alone. And she said, why? And I said, because I've lost my sight. And she says, that doesn't mean you can't figure out how to be independent. And, you know, I was back in that place 2 years later when my sight got so much worse. I thought everything was just shutting down. And this community, these folks talking to me individually and together have helped me to see I can find strategies to be able to navigate my world.
And talk about your open mic. Talk about that so for our people that might be listening that might want to learn how to write.
Yeah, we had an open mic yesterday, Friday, I guess it was. And it was fabulous because we have people reading poetry. People sometimes read haiku or limericks. People reading excerpts from books they've written or they have in progress, like myself. And we even had a gal from South Africa on with us who's been on our website and has started writing again because of listening to us. But we didn't even know she was out there until she popped up and said, I want to participate in the open mic. And it's just so amazing the number of people that are waiting to hear this sort of support and the different things that people bring to our different events. So we have workshops where we might talk about how do people journal with limited vision. How do you find a publisher? How do you do character development? All sorts of different things. But we also start with real basics. And so we do those in our hour session on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Most Fridays, that's when we're on. And then if you're not available at that time, you can always listen to the recording. And you can even listen to the recording at 3 in the morning because it's on the podcast, which means it's on Lady A. It's on your podcast app, and it's on our website as well. And then we have this fun thing that Cheryl was calling the round robin that Cheryl and I kind of created. It's like, Sheila's been on when we
started. I hosted it one time.
Right. And it's a little crazy because it's kind of like everybody's sitting in a virtual circle, and we start off a story with just maybe two or three lines, and then say next, and the next person has their hands up, they open their mic, and they add to the story. And then the next person that's in line adds to the story. And the story goes in wild directions.
And I think it'd be funny to do it with Michael and Lynn.
Yes. Yeah. What we've started doing, Sheila, we have some tricks now we've developed. That periodically, as we're going around the virtual circle, we start throwing in twisters. And so we have these pre-prepared, and we pick one out. And so then all of a sudden, we throw the story in a new direction. Like maybe a hurricane comes in, or an alien drops down into the room, or who knows what, you know? And the poor person that's waiting to speak on the mic next is like, what? You know? Sometimes there's tears pouring down my face. I'm laughing so hard during those. It is a riot. So if you need a good laugh, go to writingworkswonders.com, search Round Robin, and click on one of those. I'm telling you, they're great. And a lot of our people do not even write. They come just for that event because they love doing the improv. You know, that's what it basically is. It's improv. It's creativity on your feet. And it's terrific. For us writers, it's an exercise in our creativity. So
Kathy,
we really love to have
written,
fun.
You have written mm-hmm. how many books? How many do you have published?
I've published 30 books in academia about adult learning, and probably about 15 of those where I'm the single author, and the others where I'm the main editor, bringing together a whole bunch of people to publish a book. Yeah.
And Cheryl, how about you? How many have you published?
I have 6.
And
they're in ebook, print, audiobooks, all formats.
And are they, I know you've written some children's books.
Yes. I have children's books. It's part of a series, Cindy and Sammy, Guide Dog Team. And then I have some standalones. And I also have a memoir I wrote for a 93-year-old lady, which is just amazing. A lot of history in New York and around World War II. And then my sister series, the first one was Apple Batter Up, and I'd like to say that Annie Denellen Davis, who is also part of our community, has just finished recording for Audible. We're going to be releasing that in the fall, and that's just so exciting, too. I met Annie through ACB Community.
Aww.
And then the series is called Sister Shenanigans. And the next one will be out around Christmas, like a holiday.
And what's the one about the 93-year-old woman?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Time Capsule. And that, later this year, will finally be an ebook, and hope to have that in also into Audible. And Kathy and I are also writing, and we have a book now that's available for pre-order on Amazon and will be released on April 16th in ebook and in print. The print will be large print, and it's called A Creative Writing Prompt Journal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's another feature of the show that people really enjoy. We started last July. Cheryl kept saying, "Kath, we've got to do a writing prompt." I'm like, all right, you know? And little did I know, they become a phenomenon of their own. So people tune in, just they want to hear that writing prompt at the end of the show. And what they do is they take it and they draft their response. They're usually under 50 words. And then they come back on the next week, or they can post it online, their response. So like a couple of weeks ago, we had Craig Johnson on the show, and he does the Longmire series. That he's written the Longmire series. And so we had, for the prompt that week, we had, you are a Wyoming sheriff. Give us a scene in the life of your day. No more than 50 words, sort of thing. Or it could be, you're a tree. Tell us about yourself. Or give us 50 words about junk. You never know what you're going to get as a writing prompt from us.
And so let's...
That guideline, Sheila, we have 2 minutes to break, just so you know.
2 minutes to break. Right.
2 minutes to break. Thank you. So tell everybody what you've got coming up in the next couple weeks, and then how they can access your website and a little bit about how they can get on the schedule for community, and you got 2 minutes.
We have Tabitha Kenlin from Dublin, Ireland on the 18th coming up this week.
Friday.
And
mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have Poetry Month coming up. We'll be celebrating that. Like I said, we have Andrew Grant, a.k.a. Andrew Child. He's been writing books with his brother, Lee Child, and is taking over that series. He'll be with us in April. The big authors we have coming up is Andrew, and then in May, we have Brian Freeman, who does the Bourne series.
Mm-hmm.
We have Amanda Cabot, Catherine Coulter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have, wow. It's just amazing. Yeah. Kathy, you want to share more?
And we'll have some workshops in there. Yeah. So our main, the big authors, we try to book them on the first Friday of the month, you know, unless something prohibits from that. So watch the schedule. We also have an email list you can sign up for. You just go to our site and it says email list. And that way you'll get every Thursday afternoon, you'll get what's coming up, the Zoom link, what were the writing prompts, and what's coming next. So it's a short email, only one a week we send out, and you'll keep up with everything Writing Works Wonders that's happening.
And we have a phone website. Give your website again for those that are listening.
WritingWorksWonders.com. And in addition, Cheryl just said, we know that people have different levels of technology abilities, so that we also have a telephone number, which some people use to submit things and reach out to us. And that telephone number is 347-467-0221. 347-467-0221. You can call or text message it. It actually rings to both of us.
Well, ladies, I cannot thank you enough for being on tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for
your calls, and you are doing an amazing job. So congratulations, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Thank you. We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. Love to hear from you. No, don't forget, this is the only radio show that's a commercial radio show. Heard all over the United States and Canada, actually all over the world. You can hear it on the internet and radio stations, AM and FM. And this is not a podcast. This is a radio. That's right. We're live on the radio. That's right. Live. We're live from Orlando, Florida.
We sure heard a lot of women with inspiration tonight, didn't we?
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, Sheila.
That's right.
We got a caller.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the phone line calling in from Clearwater.
Oh. Clearwater.
Yeah, where is Clearwater?
Okay, who is it?
Eugene from Clearwater.
Who is it? Oh, Eugene.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Lynn. Hey, Sheila.
Hey, Eugene.
Eugene.
Are you calling us to tell us how you lost your vision
today?
Or do what?
Your words of wisdom were right on the point today.
Oh, why? What were they? Because we can't hear them. So
what
you have,
hear them,
but who
the
you
ones
have,
about,
I think it was.
Not who you are, but who you know or something like that.
But something like, it's not what you have, it's who you're with. Or
it's not
like that.
That's my what case. You Nobody have does. In your life, but who you have
who
in
you
your
have.
Life that counts.
Yeah, who you have in your life.
Who did that? Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Chris.
Wow. I'm impressed. That was so professional.
That was very good.
And
professional, Chris.
Cheryl and Kathy, they have a great show. I'm going to have to go on it. I went on it once, but I'm going to have to make plans for Friday afternoons to make sure I'm there.
Yeah. And how did you lose your vision, Eugene? Because I know you were sighted when you were younger.
Macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosis.
Another RRP.
It gradually started.
Oh, we've got a double header.
Yeah, it gradually started.
But you were, how old were you, Eugene?
58.
How old were you when you started losing your vision?
I started losing it at 56.
Okay.
And at 58 when I had to retire.
Okay. And what did you do before you retired?
I was a deputy sheriff with Pinellas County.
Okay.
And retired military.
Yes, and retired military.
Right. Yeah.
22 years Navy.
Oh. And how did you get help when you started losing your sight, Eugene? Who told you where to go? I mean, a lighthouse?
Well,
in Alice,
right off
who,
the bat,
who
nobody. But a couple years after I'd lost it, my ex-wife at the time told me about the lighthouse, and I went out there and then went through their individual independent living skills, Then I took some computer course out there, and that's how I got started. And then I met Sheila.
And you currently, yeah, well, hello, because you are part of the Florida Council, and you are president of your local chapter. So why don't you give a plug about your local chapter and what areas you cover?
Well, I'm the president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind. We cover Dunedin, Palm Harbor, Clearwater, Safety Harbor, St. Pete, Gulfport, Largo, and Seminole, and anywhere in between Pinellas Park. And we currently have 72 members. We meet on the third Saturday of the month at Mug Sports Bar and Grill, located in Clearwater. And we do meet in person.
Okay.
And okay, thank you so much, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene.
All right, y'all take care.
You too.
Take care. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And listen, folks, if you belong to any chapters, if you belong to any associations, any group, call and let us know. We'd like to hear from you. We heard some the ACBs. If you belong to NFB or any other organization, let's hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. Let us know what you're doing out there. Whatever organization you belong to, we'd love to hear from you. And right now, believe it or not, it's trivia time. Yeah. Trivia time, trivia time. Let's tell me who's singing this song. This was a very big hit, very big hit. And see if you know the group. 407-894-1680. Hey, who is singing this song? This was a big song. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor.
Ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak. Don't talk back. Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggedy yak. Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Don't talk back.
Don't talk back. That's what I say. Don't talk back. That's it. Don't talk back.
You know, is there a theme here?
407-894-1680. Don't talk back. 407-894-1680.
You talk too much, and now don't talk back. What are you trying to tell us, Michael?
I don't know. He's got to roll with those songs in it.
I like my era much better.
Yeah.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680 with Big Group. Big Group.
Yeah, that was the Big Group, though. Not like their usual music. Oh, you know what?
What?
While we're waiting, let me just tell everybody what's happening next week. Yeah, so while I have time, because we're going to close out the show in a little bit with a nice, a beautiful Scottish, listen to me. Irish instrumental.
I'm surprised you didn't play Danny Boy, no, personally. But
sorry, I forgot.
All right.
Hey, so, Chris, if you could find Danny Boy.
Yeah. Well, he'd have to play it quickly. So anyway, we hope you join us next week, along with co-host Dave Hillebrandt and our guest Luke Simiana, who is the founder of Clusive, that's C-L-U-S-I-V, the world's first e-learning platform built for and by the blind and partially sighted people, as well as Brian Bushway and scientist Thomas Izdebski. And Brian is the world's best blind mountain biker. And both will be educating us about, let me see if I can say this word right, echolocation.
Uh-huh.
It might be echolocation.
No, you're right, echo.
Echo. So it's going to be a really interesting show.
Let me tell you, folks, if you don't learn anything, listen to this show.
I'm learning every week.
Let me tell you something. You should be learning a lot of things. The sighted folks will be learning about the blind community. The blind will be learning about a lot of things. And even I will be learning about Sheila Young. There. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing Don't Talk Back? 407-894-1680. And if you're looking it up, that's not the name of the song.
You might be looking up
Don't Talk Back. 407-894-680.
Yeah, the last song was Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back.
You gave the answer.
He didn't give the answer.
I thought you wanted to know the artist.
Right.
You wanted to know who was singing the song.
Well, that's, I know, but you told me that was easy to look it up. Then they didn't know how to look it up.
Oh, Michael. It's okay.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay, Chris. Don't cry, Chris.
See, I made two mistakes today. I did three mistakes today. I'm doing good.
Time up.
Oh, boy. Nobody knows your group, Michael. It's probably Howie, and he can't guess again.
Right.
I know Howie knows it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
We won't have time for Danny Boy, but at least we'll hear from
him. I'll give the answer right now. Here's the answer. You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Michael and the Four Twips. That's not the answer.
Wrong.
Try again. Wrong answer.
Okay, here's the answer.
Wrong answer.
Okay, the answer to singing that song, that was the number one song called Yakety Yak by the Coasters. The Coasters. Big song, number one. The Coasters.
Can you play a little bit of Danny Boy before we go into
Yeah, can you play Danny Boy?
For you will bend and tell me that you love me. Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy. Danny Boy.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening, folks.
That's
and
a beautiful version,
thank you, Lynn.
Chris.
Appreciate you, Lynn. Love you.
Love you,
that was Danny Boy. Folks, look forward to next week. Seeing you. Talking
happy
to
St.
You.
Patty's
Don't
Day
Don't go
to
away.
You.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day to you.
And may
you
be safe.
On the way out, yep.
Happy
Listen,
Saint
folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well.
Thank you.
has been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way